Special lines, Lord knows she's heard them all. She's been cheated on and pushed around and left alone. Lord knows what I've put her through. Boy, you can bet a move can be made. She knows how to make her. Lines, Lord knows she's heard them all. She's been cheated on and pushed around and left alone. Lord knows what I've put her through. And boy, you can bet if a move can be made, she knows how to make one on.
Tracy Lawrence in our Day of Giving for Catkins, and wrapping up our week of giving here at 98Q Country. So all the yellow items that we said were closing out at 2 o'clock, they are closed. They are closed, so check to see if you got the winning bid. Gray will turn them red in the system. He took it from a ketchup red to more of a pleasant, like a fall color red, so we appreciate that. So everything yellow will turn red, and that means they are closed. We will pick about 10 or 15 more here for the 2 o'clock hour and close it out. Joel here, the manager of the our local Catkin shelter. Tanya is with us the whole day. That's pretty awesome, Tanya. So we thank you for putting in the time here also.
Thank you for having us.
Yep, and we've got a couple more of our volunteers from the shelter with us. We have Robin Frommels and we have Judy Scoville, who are both volunteers. And Robin, I guess we'll talk to you first. You were here. You were a part of the original construction of the Catkins when it started way back in 2009, right?
Yep, I was with the rescue when it was still out of a house down on Byfield.
Yeah. Tell us what that was like before Catkins came, before the building came around.
At that point in time, I was only a foster person. I didn't work at the rescue itself. There was other volunteers that helped clean the cats and dogs. There was a separate shed for the cats and a separate shed for the dogs. And it was very low key. And now we've grown with time. And here we are now.
Yeah, yeah. The Catkins facility out there obviously is still very nice, but like we've been saying all along here, it is in need of more space, right?
Oh, that's putting it mildly.
Yes.
we started small and we've grown over the years, and as we've grown, we're outgrowing our building. The need is so much greater than what our space is.
Yeah, and now you have been a volunteer in many different capacities, it sounds like, through Catkins, done a little bit of everything, is that safe to say?
Yep, started with fostering, I went to dog walking, thank you cards, fundraising, now I'm on the board of directors, and I'm still doing the fundraising, and back to fostering.
Yes, fostering, and you hold, what Tanya is telling me is maybe the most infamous story of Catkins and the feral dog, right?
I do. I am Samson's mom.
Samson, the feral dog.
Yes.
And how is Samson doing?
Oh, Samson is doing fantastic. He's to the point now where he will crawl up on our laps at night on when we have the recliners out on our couch and chair and snuggle in our laps, and he's starting to give kisses, and he's just come so far, so far.
How long have you had this dog?
Oh, about a year and a half now.
And now, and this is a dog that I was told was trapped and was totally feral, was as wild as a wild dog could get, right?
Absolutely, 100%.
And a year and a half later?
A year and a half later, he's a house dog.
There you are, snuggling on the couch.
Snuggling on the couch and loving everything.
Watching Turner and Hooch. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Fantastic. Well, we have another volunteer with us, Judy Scoville, who's a volunteer at the shelter also. Judy, how long have you been volunteering
out
there?
I've been volunteering for about 5 years, a little over 5 years.
All right. What brings you joy out there? What do you enjoy contributing out at the Catkins?
It just, I don't know, just getting attached, I guess, is the worst part about it. And everybody says, how can you do that? And I said, well, because you do it because you love the animals and you want what's best for them. And just walking them and, you know, watching how they grow and watching, especially when somebody comes to adopt them, and how happy you are about it.
Yeah. And knowing that, I think once you do it for a while, you know what most dogs are capable of, right?
Yes.
What they're capable of being, and you see maybe how they are now, and you know there's a pretty good chance you can get there with a little love and a little care, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and be able, it's a catch-22 thing. The dog, you won't see the dog again. It's gone from the shelter, but you know that it's with a good home, right?
Yes.
So that
and I have fostered several little ones that I wish I had kept, but, you know, I learned how to foster to adopt. So you can foster and you get first choice as to whether you want to adopt the dog. So I finally did that, got smart and did that, and I have a little Chiweenie, Peggy Sue.
A little Chiweenie, you said?
Chiweenie, Chihuahua, and Dachshund.
Okay, I like that. So, Judy, what we've been asking the people who have come in earlier, so I got to ask both of you, share a story with us from your youth, maybe a dog or a cat that was special to you that maybe really turned on your love of animals.
Well, we always had cats. And I had one cat we named her because we thought she was a him, Herman.
Okay.
And Tanya's not going to like this, but we never got the cat spayed. So Herman had lots and lots of cats, kittens. And it was always fun because when we knew she was pregnant, we would all just we'd put the box someplace or we'd kind of guess where she was going to have all the kittens.
Yeah.
And we always got, you know, they went to good homes, but.
Yeah, exactly. I have that same story where a neighbor friend of ours gave us a cat and said, oh, it's a male cat. I was a kid. I didn't look or anybody really care. And then, you know, a little while later, we were kittens everywhere. And we're just like, remember that male cat that you gave us? Well, here they are all. Here are all the cats now. You too also, Robin. What do you look back as in your youth, maybe an animal that really you felt an emotional attachment to?
It's always been dogs for me. I love cats, but it's always been dogs for me. When growing up, I had a dog named Mitzi, which was a poodle, cockapool, you know, cocker spaniel poodle.
Sure.
And I absolutely loved her. But the best story was when I was in middle school, every time I walked to school, there was a shepherd that was always tied up on a chain. It never seemed like anybody spent time with it, but it was very aggressive, very, very aggressive, and it was known by everybody, don't go near that dog because it will attack you.
Mm-hmm.
Over time, I slowly earned its trust, and I was able to go in there by that dog, and every day I would stop and pat on it and love on it, and it was a wonderful feeling to earn its trust.
Sure,
and it's something I've carried over to up here.
Yeah.
And it's not easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. See, I always had a problem. My wife will point this out to me whenever we see a dachshund, a wiener dog, brown especially, because as a kid, I rode my bike to town like 3 miles, and I rode by the same house every time, and this little wiener dog was waiting for me in the ditch, and he would come out and he would chase me. That was his game. He just wanted to play, but I saw him as he was trying to bite me. So as a little kid, 8 years old, I'm like, no! I'm just yelling at the top of my lungs and kicking my foot out, and he thought it was just a fun game every time. If I would have stopped and given him some love, it probably would have been different.
Absolutely.
No, I blew that. I blew that. To this day, I see a wiener dog, and I'm like, oh, those wiener dogs. All right, so what would you say, either one of you, to encourage maybe people who haven't been out to the shelter or maybe have thought about volunteering or even giving? What would you say is a positive thing about this shelter that would encourage him to want to give a little bit?
Well, the people who work there are mm-hmm. wonderful. Yeah. They're very helpful. They'll, you know, if you have questions, they will be really informative. And just, I don't know, just being around the animals. And, I mean, if you love animals, you can't not like it there.
Yeah, exactly.
Like I've always told every single person that comes up there, it's the best place to volunteer. It is the best unpaid job you will ever have. You go up there and you've had a bad day and you're crabby or upset or whatever. By the time you leave that rescue, that is therapy. That is the best therapy you will ever have.
Yeah, exactly. CatkinsAnimalRescue.org if you want to check out the site. We are raising funds for Catkins today in our broadcast marathon. All right, Robin and Judy, thank you so much for sharing your story and your information and for all you do for Catkins. We appreciate both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you much. We have more to come. Four more hours to go. We got a lot of work to do to get to 10,000. Stay with us.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Biden visiting Native American lands outside Phoenix today, issuing a formal apology for the U.S. policy decades ago that forcefully removed children from their tribal families and put them in federally run boarding schools, which led to widespread abuse. The president calling it a sin on America's soil.
I formally apologize as President of the United States of America for what we did. I formally apologize.
The president making the remarks as Democrats also look to bolster support in the battleground state of Arizona. Vice President Kamala Harris arriving in Texas for a rally on reproductive rights and showing support for U.S. Representative Colin Allred. He's running against Ted Cruz for the Senate seat. Former President Trump also in Texas conducting an interview with the Joe Rogan podcast. He heads to Michigan for a rally. And all eyes on Los Angeles tonight for Game 1 of the World Series between the Dodgers and the New York Yankees. This is ABC News.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts can elevate your property experience with tailored marketing campaigns, professional imagery, and cutting-edge 3D scans. Stay ahead with real estate innovation. Your future starts at Redmond Realty Group, the number one brokerage in the Northwoods.
Sunny and seasonal today, with a breezy northwest wind keeping our highs to the low 50s today and tomorrow. Winds switched out of the south on Sunday, warming us up to the upper 50s and into the mid-60s on Monday. But temps really crank up on Tuesday into the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 49.
Are you guys ready for some music?
Got my 40 clocked in, ready for some rockin'.
Friday.
Get down.
98Q Country.
Katie's sitting on a row front porch, watching the chickens peck the ground. There ain't a whole lot going on tonight in this one-horse town. Over yonder, coming up the road in a beat-up Chevy truck, her boyfriend Tommy is laying on the horn, splashing through the mud and the muck. Her daddy says he ain't worth a lick. When it comes to brains, he got the short end of the stick. But Katie's young and man, she just don't care. She'd follow Tommy anywhere. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. And even if they have to run away, she's gonna slip something on her head. He says my high school ring will have to do till I can buy a wedding band. Her daddy says he ain't worth a lick. When it comes to brains, he got the short end of the stick. But Katie's young and man, she just don't care. She'd follow Tommy anywhere. She's in love with the boy. She's in love. Till half past 12, when they come sneaking up the wall. He says, young lady, get on up to your room while me and Junior have a talk. Mama breaks
I don't know about you, but I never come into this spot on a Thursday before 10 o'clock. But I thought, what the hell, why not? I don't know about you, but I never walk up and talk to a stranger. But when I saw you, I had to, I just had to. Girl, I know your favorite beer, 'cause you told me and I bought it. You can leave me sitting right here, but if you feel like talking. What's your name? What's your sign? What's your birthday? What's your wrist tattoo? Bible verse say. Tell me this, do you kiss on the first day? Don't hold anything back. What's your dream job, girl? Where's your hometown? Yeah, what makes your world spin around and around? And are you down to get out of here too? Tell me everything till there's nothing I don't know about you. I don't know about you. We can dip, we can slip out the bay. Flee the scene, put your feet on my dash. Find a spot past the railroad tracks and never look back. But before that, what's your name? What's your sign? What's your birthday? What's your wrist tattoo? Bible verse say. Tell me this, do you kiss on the first day? Don't hold anything back. What's your dream job, girl? Where's your hometown? Yeah, what makes your world spin around and around? And are you down to get out of here too? Tell me everything till there's nothing I don't know about you. I know you like Bud Light. I know you got blue eyes. I know you got my heart beating in this bar. Tonight we can jump in, fall into something, and the perfect place to start. What's your name? What's your sign? What's your birthday? What's your wrist tattoo? Bible verse say. Tell me this, do you kiss on the first day? Don't hold anything back. What's your dream job, girl? Where's your hometown? Yeah, what makes your world spin around and around? And are you down to get out of here too? Tell me everything till there's nothing I don't know about.
Tell me everything. Tell me everything. There's nothing I don't know about. Tell me everything. Tell me everything. Tell me everything. Till there's nothing I don't know about you.
In the sand, cold drink chilling in my right hand. Watching you sleep in the evening light, resting up for a long, long night. 'Cause when the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we're feeling alright. When the sun sets, water when the sun goes down, yeah. All day long just taking it easy, laying in a hammock where it's nice and breezy, been sleeping off the night before, 'cause when the sun goes down, we'll be back for more. When the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we'll be feeling alright. When the sun sinks down over the water, everything gets hotter when the sun goes down. Guitar and my dark sunglasses, this sweet concoction is smooth as molasses. Nothing to do but breathe all day until the big moon rises and it's time to play. When the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we're feeling alright. When the sun sinks down over the water, everything gets hotter when the sun goes when down.
When the sun goes down,
goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we'll be feeling alright.
When the sun sinks down over the water,
everything gets hotter when the sun goes down.
Kenny Chesney and Uncle Cracker here on 98Q Country, When the Sun Goes Down. Far from right this moment, closer to when the sun goes down this afternoon, we'll be finishing up the 12-hour radio broadcast marathon we've had going since 6 a.m. or maybe 6:15-ish. I was here at 6:06 p.m. and Joel Karnick did beat me here today, but I don't know, what was that? I think it was 6:15 or 6:20 before we actually started yammering about how we can help Catkins raise money to increase their space in an, essentially. Austin is back there editing the video that I took from Catkins earlier today with Tanya, the manager over there at Catkins Animal Rescue. We'll have that posted to the Facebook page ASAP, but right now the name of the game is closing out items. You can find the list of items to bid on at 98qcountry.com. Click Catkins Fundraiser at the top of the page. You'll see the pictures of the items, but frankly where you should really go is under the picture of Catkins sign. At the top of the fundraiser page, there's a bid updates button. You can see all the item names and some brief descriptions, as well as what the current bids are and which items have already closed out. Red items, we're no longer accepting bids, and yellow items are soon to be closed. The current yellow items are 2:30 p.m. I've got to go through and label all of these as 2:30 p.m. Forgive me for not doing that, but right now all yellow items will be closing out in just a few minutes here, 2:30 p.m. Austin joining me in studio. We've got a rotating cast today here in the 98Q Country studio. Joel will be back, just taking a moment to attend to some other duties as we've all been doing today. Big shout out to Austin and to Brianna for taking on all of the phone calls and all of the updates on top of their normal duties. It's been a busy day here in the studio, but all of it for a fantastic cause. CatkinsAnimalRescue.org. If you're looking to adopt a furry family member, they've got a bunch of them. A lot of cats, especially right now.
Absolutely.
How's that video coming along, Austin?
Pretty much done.
Okay, awesome. Cool. So we should hopefully be able to post that to the Facebook page soon.
Well, with our internet, hopefully within this year.
Fair enough. Fair enough. I appreciate it. It is October, so you got me a little worried. But anyway, items currently threatening a closeout, 2:30 p.m. for the Five Senses Basket, item 31, currently at a $40 bid. Item 33D, the Modder's Maple Syrup Vanilla Bean at $25. Item 36, Bigfoot Barbecue Sauce at $25. Item 43, the Stoneware Hanging Pots at $25. Item 53, one of the Winterwoods Baskets at $25. Item 73, the second of the two pet portraits. Last one, last chance to get into one of those pet portraits from Deb Oswald. That's at $100 at the moment. Your last opportunity to bump that up. And item number 78, the earrings, $25. Shout out to everybody who has so generously pledged or donated. R&T Window Cleaning, Ross's Sports Shop, Jack and Carol Cook, American Family Insurance with Connie Scott, Anne Marie, Deb and Mark Thomas, Nemeth Implement, Verna Terran, Thunderhead Lodge, George Faltanowski, Colin and Jill Hoagland, Quilt As Desired, Jack and Lori Britz of Jackson and Louis Sweet Shop, Joel Karnick himself, St. Anthony's Council of Catholic Women, JC, Jaden, and Susie with, holy cow, a $300 pledge there that pushed us past the $5,000 mark, currently at a $5,061 total. One thing I will mention, basically every chance that I've been getting, Austin, is that people should take a look at the quilts. If you were bidding on a quilt earlier today, I think they've probably, one of these quilts is probably the item that has received the highest number of bid updates, if I had to guess. That might not be the case, but if I were
I'd
a betting
so.
Man, yeah, I put money on the quilts for sure. Take a look. Items 1 through 3 are quilts. We've got another one down lower somewhere. I think it's item number 75.
And don't forget to mention those things like the handmade dog earrings, and there's a couple of necklaces around here too.
It's 64, the green quilt, one of the
and 65.
One of the more popular items, 65 as well, the pinks and purples. But the earrings, number 78 at $25, will be closing out soon. They came in at the same time as items number 37 and 38, the cat and dog necklaces. Those ones sitting there at just $5. Not currently scheduled to close out yet, but I've got my eye on them. If people don't bump those bids up, we might have to close them out and take away the chance. Of course, you can bid by emailing us, wcqm@civicmedia.us. You can text us through the free Civic Media app, or you can call us, 715-762-3221, with both me and Austin in here right now. You'll probably get Brianna. You may even get Joel on the phone.
You'll never know.
Yeah, you may have an opportunity to talk to Joel himself. We'll have to see. You'll have to see when you call to donate or to bid on one of these items or to pledge. I said it earlier, there's a business out there with $500 sitting there waiting. It hasn't happened. I don't know. You know who you are. I don't know who you are, but it hasn't happened yet.
I can think of a few, but not naming names.
No, certainly not. That said, there's been a lot of generosity here today. We've still got a lot of time, over 3.5 hours, but only 3 minutes on those items marked yellow on the bid sheet. Check out the bid updates spreadsheet that we're keeping track of between all 8 of us who are updating this sheet. We're trying to keep it cohesive. I'm sorry that we ended up with condiment colors. We've got the ketchup and mustard going on, but that's just a little easy color coding. Red items are no longer accepting bids. Yellow closing out at 2:30. I've got a little bit more country music for you. We'll be back when those items are just about to close out. First, it's One Bad Habit, Tim McGraw on WCQM.
New country making a splash.
Hey guys, I'm Post Malone.
Definitely the hottest.
You don't get to care where I'm waking up these days. It ain't your place.
It just is great music.
98Q Country.
Don't drink whiskey much, but I do. She don't sit on old bar stools, but I do. I don't worry about where she's been. I'm the only trouble she gets in. She don't have tattoos on her skin, but I do. 'Cause I'm her wild side. The one crazy thing she does, I hope she never quits me. I hope she never gives me up. I'm a mile away from perfect. If there's a curse word, man, I've cursed it. I'm the only hell she's ever gonna raise. The one bad habit I hope she
to. Thank God I'm her one addiction. She ain't got around to kicking. Hell, I couldn't blame her if she wanted to. I'm her wild side, the one crazy thing she does. I hope she never quits me. I hope she never gives me up. I'm a mile away from perfect. If there's a curse word, man, I've cursed it. I'm the only hell she's ever gonna raise. The one bad habit I hope she never breaks. I hope she never breaks. Never quits me. I hope she never gives me up. She knows I'm miles away from perfect. If there's a curse word, man, I've cursed it. I'm the only hell she's ever gonna raise. The one bad habit, her one bad habit, man, I hope she never breaks. She never breaks. She don't drink whiskey much, but I do.
Tim McGraw with One Bad Habit. I've got closeout items. We're going to give you till the end of this next song. You got about 3 minutes. 98qcountry.com, Catkins fundraiser, bid updates. Check out the items in yellow. 3 minutes. Here's Pam Tillis, Maybe It Was Memphis. That was Pam Tillis here on WCQM. Maybe It Was Memphis. It's the radio broadcast marathon, as it has been all day long here at 98Q Country. We're 8.5 hours in, just under 3.5 hours remaining, 6 p.m. the cutoff. 2:30 p.m., though, was the cutoff for the items currently highlighted in yellow, and the time has come. We're marking them red. Those items are closed out. So we have just closed out. No, it wasn't. It's just that they're still highlighted in blue. You'll see.
Never mind.
I am running this list in ways that you can't comprehend.
I know. I just felt like calling you out for something.
No, you could do that. Well, I'll train you. I feel bad. That was really arrogant.
I'm going home and I'm taking my video with me.
I heard Joel chuckle from the back. I was like, oh no, that might have been too much of a dagger.
Oh, if Joel laughs at it, that's mean. Okay, I see how it is.
So we've just closed out the fall wooden plaque, item 24, the 5 senses basket, item 31, Monter's vanilla bean. Maple syrup, item 33D,
31,
Bigfoot
you need
barbecue
to mark.
Sauce. I will. Item 42. We're establishing this. I know what I'm doing. I just screwed up.
I doubt
okay?
it.
item 43, the stoneware hanging pots. Item 53, the Winterwoods basket. That's 2 of 3 Winterwoods baskets now closed out. We also close out the second pet portrait, item 73, and item 78. The earrings that just recently came in. We've been taking a look and have spotted a few items that are, frankly, criminally underbid at the moment. I'm seeing, where was that one? The quilts. I think the highest quilt is only at $80 right now, most of them at $60 or below. I know that's not going to last. I know some of you are lurking. You never know when we're going to put one of those items on closeout. Hopefully it's not when you're away from the radio for 5 minutes. Maybe put that bid in immediately. What else did we have here? There was another one. The coffee bean maple syrup, still only at $10. People clearly slightly afraid of the coffee. Let me attest to the combination of coffee and maple. It is superb. All you've got to do is add a little bit of cream to it, and the natural coffee flavor notes will do the work of most creamers, I would say. That's my opinion, having not tried it, but...
And that's just thinking of like a maple coffee versus a syrup, maybe slightly different, we don't know.
Yeah, you'll have options there. What else are we missing on? The dog and cat necklaces, item 37 and 38, handmade, as I understand it, high quality pieces, both only bid $5.
I was looking at those. They are very pretty.
You do have a bid on the cat lady necklace right now, $5 for the moment, but I frankly expect to hear from somebody who'd like to take that off your hands.
I hope so. The money's going to a good place.
2 of 3 Winterwoods baskets have been taken, $20 and $25. The third one sitting there at $18. Right for the pickings, bring it up to $2 or maybe bringing it up to $25. That's kind of, it seems to be the established value. But don't forget, it's not about the dollars. It's about the benefit that those dollars do for Catkins Animal Rescue, the no-kill shelter of the Northwoods, and one of my favorite organizations. Full stop. That's it. I absolutely love Catkins. We've got Tanya here with us, the manager over at Catkins Animal Rescue. How's it going over there, Tanya? It looks like you've got some juggling of tasks and activities going on.
Yeah, actually, I'm looking at items that I'm going to bid on myself.
Okay. Yeah. See, here I thought you were doing some remote administrative duties.
It's time. It's time for me to get my bids in because I don't want to lose out on some of these awesome items. I have to mention that bourbon and buffalo dinner for six. That's an amazing opportunity there. It's like, I think it's a 5-course meal put on by the Ide family, and they're all buffalo courses. There's buffalo appetizers. There's all kinds of buffalo and bourbon, and that is a night out for 6 people at their residence. They serve you. So that's a really good one the bid is kind of low for what a wonderful thing that is.
Yes,
so,
thank you. I totally forgot to mention that. We actually just noticed a minute ago it was sitting there at 40-something for a while. Austin caught it and said, bump that up to $60. So Austin currently has a $60 bid on a bourbon and buffalo dinner, item number 27. If you let that happen, folks, that's an absolute steal when you could have an absolutely beautiful night with for 6 people total, too. So currently, that would be $10 per person value. You could have it for just a little bit more than that. Check it out, 98qcountry.com. The Catkins fundraiser page, the bid updates link, Bourbon and Buffalo Dinner for 6, hosted by Terry and Joanne Ides, Ides Guides and Buffalo Hides. That's, oh, here, okay, here we go. Radio guy figuring out how designed item info packages work here. Bourbon and beverages, buffalo appetizers, buffalo burgers, buffalo sides, and a berry dessert for 6 people. Only $60 right now.
And I bet they'll even serve cocktails.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm getting some safe bet vibes there. Thank you for bringing that in, Darla. That is item number 27, our pick of the moment. I think I'm going to have to eye that one up for a closeout before too long, so I wouldn't hold off. Let's see here. What else is standing out?
Another really amazing item, they're all amazing, but is the Kelly Meredith signed print of the marsh. And that is a local marsh that she took that, that she made that painting from. And also, I don't know if you're not aware of who Kelly is, she owns a Fanatical Fish Studio in Butternut. And all of the beautiful murals you see on the sides of all the businesses and buildings throughout the Northwoods are all painted by Kelly Meredith. Her talent is amazing. So that print is really special, and I think it's worth $350, and the bid is at $110 right now.
So, it's $110 right now. Robin's got that one for the moment, but I think that's one that's got a target on its back. Take a look. That's item number 22. We had Kelly on a couple weeks back as part of the historical society that she was working with, and I got the chance to tell her that there was one particular painting hanging in her gallery that we saw that was during Pioneer Days. Rachel and I went up there, and I got the chance to tell her, which I was really grateful for, that she had this particular painting in the studio that just felt like home to look at. Funny enough, it's this one. It's called Creek Near Morse in October. Okay. I believe.
Yeah.
And it's I swear anybody from around here will look at this painting, this print. Is it a print?
Actual painting.
I thought I saw brush strokes on it. We've got it as a print, but I think it's actually a painting in its own right. But no, anybody from around here will look and see. You may not know the Creek Near Morse that she was looking at when she painted it, but you absolutely have seen that scene before. She absolutely captured the Northwoods in that painting. It's downright beautiful, and $110 is a criminally low amount. Don't let Robin get away with that. That beautiful Kelly Meredith painting. I'm tempting myself here. I'm tempting myself a little bit. We've got a word coming from sponsors here on 98Q Country. We're going to keep an eye out. We're going to zero in on the next round of closeouts, maybe 3 o'clock, maybe 3:30. Call us, 715-762-3221. Let us know what bid you'd like, or what item you'd like to bid on, excuse me. Keep an eye on the bid updates page. A lot of items have closed out. Not quite half, I don't think. So if you're not looking at the bid updates page, chances are you might end up bidding on something closed out. Keep an eye on that, 98QCountry.com. Catkins fundraiser tab. We're going to take a quick break and check the weather and have a little Luke Bryan and a little bit of Lone Star for you up next on 98Q Country.
98Q Country.
Real quick, raise your hand if you want to lose an additional 4 bands a year. Go ahead and put your hands up. Put your hands up. You voted for Kamala Harris. Oh, okay. My fault. Good, because I don't think people understand that voting for Trump means you will lose an additional $4,000 to $5,000 a year. If Trump is elected, he plans to add a 60% tariff on all imports from China. Anything in your house that says made in China, take the price that you paid for and add 60%. He plans to add a 20% tariff on all imports coming from every other country. With Kamala Harris's opportunity economy, she's not hitting you with the sales tax of doom. She's providing tax cuts to the middle and working class, so that means you will save an additional $4,000 to $5,000 a year. Plus the $25,000 she's literally handing to new homebuyers, like, you know who to vote for in this November's election. It's Kamala Harris. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FFPAC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Join Lena's Northern Pines Resort on Butternut Lake in Butternut, Wisconsin for an unforgettable night of spooky fun. Happening Friday, November 1st from 7 to 11 p.m. Enjoy live music by First Hand High, a thrilling costume contest with prizes, exciting Halloween games, special spooky drinks, and an open fire pit to warm up by. Don't miss Lena's Howling Halloween Fest right off Lakeshore Drive. It's the ultimate post-Halloween bash.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving northern Wisconsin communities since 1953. Hi, I'm Sally. Starting from the basement of Lawrence Draxler's home to a commercial building on Highway 13 in Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, today our longevity is member-owned, driven, backed by an experienced financial team, a strong board, and volunteer groups who put the members and community first. How far we have come. You can still write a check, walk in and make a deposit, get a loan, withdraw money, save money, or you can utilize our advanced services by using remote deposit, mobile, and online banking, online bill pay, and also apply for a loan online, all in your PJs at your own convenience. Northwoods Community Credit Union, membership required, federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, I'm Amy Casey, and I'm running as a write-in candidate for your Price County Clerk in the November 5th election. My dedication to Price County has been demonstrated through my time as a funeral director and with the Central Price County Ambulance Service as an EMT. This opportunity would provide me the ability to continue to serve my community with respect, courtesy, and integrity. For more information, follow me on Facebook at Amy Casey for Price County Clerk. Authorized and paid for by me, Amy Casey.
It's time to seize the moment. Trust the team at Round Lake Marina to get you on the water with dock and lift installation services and premium boat rental and sales. They carry the brands you love. Sea Ark, Godfrey, Nautique, Canda, Shore Station, and Pure Pleasure. They're raising the bar for your summer experience, ensuring endless fun and relaxation on the water. Live free, have fun. Visit us at 12480 County Road B in Hayward, Wisconsin, or online at roundlakemarina.com.
I'm voting for Democrats. The people we elect this November are going to decide who controls my body, me or them. Who pays their fair share and who doesn't. They'll decide who votes and who doesn't. Who marries and who doesn't. Who has to follow the law and who doesn't. This is the point of no return. Vote for Democrats. They vote for us.
Paid for by the Price County Democratic Party.
This is the story of the one. As a facility technician installing a new welding station, he knows getting the ventilation right is critical for safety. That's why when questions arise, there's Grainger. Grainger offers detailed technical product information online at his fingertips, so it's easy to find what he needs. Because when it comes to safety, having answers means he and his people can breathe a little easier. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Sunny and seasonal today, with a breezy northwest wind keeping our highs to the low 50s today and tomorrow. Wind switched out of the south on Sunday, warming us up to the upper 50s and into the mid-60s on Monday. But temps really crank up on Tuesday into the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 51 degrees.
98Q Country.
Kick the dust up.
Long, it's a farm in town. They're making that money grow. Tractors, plows with flashing lights, backing up a two-lane road. They take one last lap around. That sun up high goes down. And then it's on, come on, girl, kick it on back. Z71 like a Cadillac. We go way out. It on up, fill your cup up, let's tear it up, up, and kick the dust up,
kick the dust up, kick the dust up.
Bar downtown, they got a line of people way out the door. $10 drinks, it's packed inside, I don't know what they're waiting for. Got me a jar full of clear, and I got that music for your ear. And it's like knock, knock, knock goes the diesel. If you really want to see the beautiful people, we go way out where there ain't nobody. We turn this cornfield into a party. Pedal to the floorboard and up in a photo, burning up a back row song. Let's back it on up, fill your cup up, let's tear it up, up, and kick the dust up. Come for 32 Bridge. Y'all'll be glad you did. Kick it. We go way out where there ain't nobody. We turn this cornfield into a party. Pedal to the floorboard in a Ben Affordo, running up a back row song. Park it and we pile out, baby. Watch your step now. Better have your boots on. Kick the dust up. Let's kick the dust up.
Kick the dust up. Luke Bryan here on 98Q Country. Hold on, we're a two-headed animal here. What's up, Joel?
I am at the pulpit. I am standing.
He's got the standing desk thing going on. Yes. He's trying that 21st century work phenomenon.
If anybody knows the 98Q studios, I am standing, hands on the counter.
Now this counter,
microphone high.
This counter, I'm doing it too now. This counter for me is actually waist height, so that's got to be like, this is not a workable surface height for you, I don't think, is it?
No, it's all right now.
I was thinking about doing this the other day. I thought, what if I did a whole station, or I did a whole radio shift standing like that? Because for me, it's not at a necessarily awful height. And I'll tell you what, it was. I started at 2, and it was about 2:45, and I was sitting down.
If I played keyboard, it would work. I stand here at the pulpit because it's time to get serious, all right? It's almost 3 o'clock, right?
Uh-oh, okay.
We've got 3 hours left.
This is true.
All right, we're at, what, $5,190 or something like that?
$5,223, just right. Over halfway to the 10 grand goal.
For those of you who are ready, willing, and able, we've been doing this fundraiser for years for various organizations, and we always get people that are the heroes at the end, that pledge, that know that this is a great local organization and the money stays right here. So now is the time to think about it, all right? Whether it's a 20, a 50, or 100, 200. We haven't had a $500 donation yet. I think every single year we've done this fundraiser for almost 15 years, we've always had one or two. And if we don't get it, whatever. But I know there's a couple out there that can do that. It's a 501(c). Do I got that right?
Yep.
It's a nonprofit. It's tax deductible, all that good stuff. So let's get to 8,000. Let's stop goofing around here, all right? Let's get to 8,000. Let's fly by it here so we don't have to all sit here and pull what's left of our hair out until 6 o'clock. So just give us a call, 762-3221. You can pledge. You can come bring the cash or check in next week. All of it goes to Catkins. All of it stays local. So I am on the pulpit. I am banging my... Oh, that hurt. Just one bang on the pulpit. So let's get it rolling here. Come on, let's go. Your morning guy gave $100, for God's sakes.
This is true. This is true. Check out the bid list at 98qcountry.com. Catkins fundraiser button at the top of the page and the bid updates button. In a little bit, we'll take a look at some of the items that are criminally underbid at the moment. Austin has been gathering them up for me. First, I've got a word from sponsors here at 98Q Country and a song or two. We'll be back with you after the 3 o'clock mark here on WCQM.
Can I get an amen?
98Q Country.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as Vice President, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
With the fall colors showing and the breezes blowing in, it's time to get your shoreline prepared for winter with Freeze Firewood. They offer full barge services for all of your dock and lift needs. They'll do boat pickup, storage, and even mobile winterizing and shrink wrapping. Call Freeze Firewood on Little Chicago Road in Phillips at 715-567-0616. 567-0616. Get your shoreline safely tucked away for winter with Freeze Firewood.
Lakeland Kids Closet in Minocqua is the perfect one-stop resale shop in the Northwoods for a variety of items. Clothes, accessories, sporting goods, home decor, toys, and more. Plus, you'll find brand new Lakeland T-Bird gear to show your school spirit. Every purchase supports the Lakeland Union Wings program, helping special education students ages 18 to 21. Most resale items are $5 or less. Let your dollar grow further at Lakeland Kids Closet. Open weekdays 8:30 to 3:15, next to Papa Murphy's in Minocqua. Donations welcome.
Sure, it's election season, but there are some things that all of us should still be able to agree on. Like this, elections in Wisconsin should be decided by the citizens of Wisconsin. But our democracy is under threat from radical groups that are fighting to keep the door open for illegal immigrants and non-citizens voting. Your Republican state legislators passed an amendment that would make sure only citizens get to vote. But a network of radical groups and special interests are fighting against it. Groups that support mass amnesty for illegal immigrants, abolishing ICE and funding sanctuary cities, outright socialists, all working together to keep the door open to non-citizens voting in our elections. Wisconsin, we need to protect our elections. Vote yes on the referendum and support Republican candidates for state Senate and state assembly who are fighting to protect your vote. The Republican Party of Wisconsin paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards concert tickets for your daughter to see that singer who sings about painful breakups. And one song will inspire your little beauty to break up with that beast she's dating, Brian. Instead, she'll date someone who's nice and worthy of her love, not someone who addresses you and your spouse as, bro. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
Hers weight loss is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions apply. Wegovy and Ozempic are not compounded.
Everyone's talking about the breakthrough of weight loss drugs. With Hers, you can access doctor-trusted weight loss plans that are tailored to you 100% online, like compounded GLP-1 weekly injections with the same active ingredient as Ozempic and Wegovy, all for as low as $199 a month with a 12-month plan paid up front. No hidden fees and no membership fees. Get started at forhers.com/afford today. That's forhers.com/afford.
98Q Country.
Get in there.